like a cowboy.
Above his famous last words.
Hey, y'all, watch this. Hey, hold my beer. You're doing it, man.
I love those.
You're doing it. Go, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, go for it, dude.
How about those? You know, there used to be a film called the Bloopers or something on TV, and it was people like making little mistakes, you know, like dropping their fork at the dinner table and stuff like that. Man, it's gone, it's brutal now. And everybody roars with laughter. Some really, you know, somebody tries to ride their bicycle down the slide while they're running water on the slide and do a front flip into a kid's swimming pool made of plastic. And of course, destroys himself, it's usually him, and the audience roars. It's like fantastic. The guy, okay, here comes a skateboarder. He's going to do a rail, right? No, he does a forward flip and lands right on his head. People go, ooh, that's really great. And I just, it strikes me that we've become a nation of, or they'll pit people against each other now. There was that guy who had that show where he got people that really hated each other up there screaming at each other on stage. And that kind of died down. And now the election execution is about upon us. They brought that show back. I've noticed that people like, you know, and what I love is how nobody listens to the other person. The camera just kind of gloats on the fact that they're yelling at each other, both at the same time. Accusations fly, not back and forth, but completely colliding in the middle. And I think it's because Trump has set the bar a little higher now for, you know, humiliating and absurd and, well, behavior that my mother would not tolerate, I don't think. Oh, I have nothing to say on the poop. My little brother could take him. I can take you. Ernest Hemingway, I love that. He would meet someone new, and then his friend who introduced me kind of whisper into his friend's ear, I could take him. Okay, Ernest. I could take him, yeah. I was reading it. Oh, no, well, anyway, everybody's living the declaration of their own independence, so what can I say, you know? It's just mind-boggling. Did anybody see the debate tonight? Okay, oh, you came here instead of watching the debate? Yes. I will try not to disappoint you.